Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you have reached America Health Crisis. This is Paulette Young speaking, and we got another hot topic for you tonight. We're going to be joined by Selena Lindsay and Dr. Fadumah Adol and a few other guests. Some are just going to listen. Some will contribute to this conversation. If you want to talk, all you have to do is dial in 858-769-4936 and press 1, and you're on the air. Okay, this is Paulette Young speaking right now. Legionnaire bacteria can kill. What is it? What causes the disease? Is it highly contagious? Does it travel from person to person? How did Disneyland end up with this bacteria? These are some of the questions that will be answered tonight. So feel free to join in at any time. Pretend you're in my living room or on my patio and we're talking. So, okay. Selena, go ahead and say a little bit about yourself.
Hi, good evening. I'm Selena Lindsay, and I'm primarily a retired CPA, and I work for maybe about different nonprofits, and I also operate probably 5 or 6 of those nonprofits across the United States. All of those and all of this so-called work is primarily designed to help those that are unable to help themselves. And also to provide information to you that might be of some value to you. If it's not, it may be of some value to somebody else. At the end of the show, we'll be telling you a little bit about those things. So please stay with us and enjoy the show.
All right. Okay. So why don't I talk about, I don't know if any of you remember, but back in 1976, that's how it got its name, Legionnaire, because of the American Legion men that had a conference. Anyway, what it is, it's a atypical pneumonia, so it doesn't represent, say, any group or any class. It's caused by what they label it Legionnaire bacteria. Some of the signs and symptoms are coughing, shortness of breath, high fever, muscle pains, headaches, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea. It can start 2 days to 10 days after you've been exposed. And where do you find it? They normally find it in fresh water or that's contaminated or hot water tanks, hot tubs. Here in California, they don't have those hot tubs places anymore. They close them down. Cooling towers with large air conditioning. It can be spread by breathing in mist that contains the bacteria, or it can occur when contaminated water is aspirated. Usually it does not, at least that's just what they're telling us, it does not spread directly between people, and most people who are exposed do not become infected. The ones that are at risk is your older people, if you have a history of smoking, if you have chronic lung disease, or if you have a poor immune system. There is no vaccine for this pneumonia. So those of you that get that pneumonia shot after you turn 50, that's not going to prevent you from getting Legionnaire's disease. There is no vaccine. It is treated with antibiotics. Hospitalization is often required, too. How many cases we may have here in the United States? Anywhere from 8,000 to 18,000. And they said that it's more common in summer and the fall. So a little bit about, if you don't remember what happened in 1976, the disease is named after the outbreak where it was first identified. That was with the American Legion Convention in Philadelphia. They had like a 3-day convention, and that was in July of 1976. after the people went home, they felt tired. There was something like 2,000 Legionnaires, mostly men, attended that convention. They chose that city, and the date was to coincide with what was U.S. Declaration of Independence in Philadelphia in 1776. But 3 days afterwards, there was a 61-year-old, he died of apparent heart attack. Then another person died, and another. All the one thing they all had in common, they were very tired, and they had heart attacks. So was it a coincidence? Were they all exposed to the same thing? So they really had to do their homework. And the ages of the ones that were affected by it ranged from age 39 to 82. So then Center Disease Control was called in because they needed to find out what was going on. And at one time, the bacteria was considered to only affect animals. But now we know that it does more than that. And the big thing that's happened now is Disneyland had to shut down two of their cooling towers after discovering that the Legionnaires' disease was there. They've reported in Orange County alone something like 55 cases of Legionnaires' disease. Disneyland, and what they're telling us, and Selena informed us, I guess, if all this is true, or are they hushing some stuff up? I don't know. Our brains can go kind of wild here. But they're telling us that it's safe to go there now because Center of Disease Control did locate where the Legionnaires bacteria was found, and that was two of their coolant towers. They said there's no known, and I want you to listen to my words, there's no known ongoing risk associated with the outbreak at Disneyland, meaning unless someone shows something happens, we can say that there's no risk. Now, if something else happens again, then that changes. But right now, they don't have a reported case. What do you have to say about that, Selena?
Well, number one, the weather changed. So there's no reason to have cooling towers on, which, of course, what we learned about Legionnaires' disease is that one of the problems is because this infection actually, Legionnaires' disease affects your lung. And,
mm-hmm.
of course, as you said, it's caused by a bacteria. And so normally when you talk about Disneyland and the cooling towers, and I think we also should consider mist. When a mist comes from just fresh water, that's one thing. When it comes from water that is recycled, okay, then it's allowed to pick up the bacteria, and then people easily take that water into your lungs because it's going in smaller particles. And so one of the reasons that they don't have the situation is because it's cooler weather. Why would you have the mist on cooling stations when we're dealing with 55 degrees, 50 degrees, barely got up to 65 today? So, no, they're not going to have it. During the summer, and also Disneyland, say, down in Florida and stuff like that, there's always that possibility. But I'm sure one of the things I would hope that they're changing is because when they don't have these available systems, then that's where you have these problems. And then it happens because you're breathing in contaminated droplets of water.
Mm-hmm. Well, now remember, we've had a crazy fall, too. We've gone from the 90 to 100 in the fall and then dropped back down to where we're at right now. And then it takes 2 to 10 days of exposure, before it even shows a sign. So I guess my thought is, even though we're in the cooler, it's cool now, but 2 weeks ago, we didn't have all this nice cold weather. So I wonder if that has something to do with,
anymore. They're not going to turn those things on again until in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And Now, this weekend, there's a good possibility because it's supposed to be 80 degrees. And so we'll find out because, if I would suggest since they had the outbreak that people going there or going in their vicinity that you stay away from the cooling towers.
Yeah,
and
I would think.
Find another way to cool yourself off.
Right. They're telling
because,
us there's no known risk. Somebody ain't nothing happened to nobody yet. Now, I'll ask you a question. Would you take you and your grandkids there right now?
No, I'd just stay out of there because they can go find something else to do. They can go to Legoland or something. Yeah.
So you ain't buying that there's no this, well, it's a play on words.
Yeah, well, my grandkids already have enough other problems. They don't need anything else to possibly happen to them. Disneyland is, it ain't for the faint. You know, for the older people like myself, my idea of Disneyland is, first of all, 2 days at the Disneyland Hotel, because you can't see it all in one day anyway. And Granny needs a break.
Amen. I'm voting for that. Yeah. So, I'll be honest. I thought this thing had gone away. I didn't realize there's 18,000 cases reported here in America alone. Globally, I don't know what the numbers are.
Well, in the first place, a lot of people don't realize that it actually, like you said, or repetitively again, is that it got its name and came around in 1976, which, you know, for you and I, because we come from that era, that's the era that, you know, we were going into colleges or graduating or whatever we did way back then.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you didn't hear anything about this kind of stuff. And as they invent new devices, this was also, to me, the sounding of Gabriel's horn, more or less to say.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they come up with a way to cool people off. And all of these different little devices that they have, I have warnings for people that go to the local park. And they have cooling systems out there with water and sprays and stuff that are going up. Little kids are out there playing here and on. Some of the parks are interesting because they're not interested in wasting water. They recover it and supposedly use their own recycling technique at being able to, because the water is going onto the ground, the kids aren't drinking it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the problems, is that they're not doing a good job, just like Disneyland did. And I'm not about to say Disneyland can't afford to have somebody there water on a daily basis.
It seemed like it should be tested more often, not wait till
there's a
death
or 55 people. I think it'll be tested in the future.
Yeah.
But I'm also making reference to, you know, the county recreational parks. They have some of these same problems because they have a recovery system, and this water is reused just like it goes through the water fountain. And it has to be properly filtrated because that's what happens with little kids. They're out there playing in it, drinking it, putting it in their mouth, all kinds of stuff. This is not fresh water.
No.
You know, and you know, that leads to the question, you know, every time they come up with a new system, as I stated before, they come up with a new way to cool off, then we come up with new diseases.
I'm still, you know, they have, like, at the gym, not all of the gyms, but some of them still have that steam sauna, and it's real misty in there. Let one person come in there that has that and don't recognize that's what's wrong. Those little droplets will be in the air just like that.
Well, all of them have a lot of those same old problems, which this is, again, 1976, the same old problem. You know, it's like athlete's barefoot at a gym, you know, walking around with no sandals on, things like that, where hundreds of people walk through there, you know, you're bound to, my grandmother said, you're bound to catch a little something and take it home with you. And so the lesson learned here is we need to be more vigilant about what it is that we do away from our houses, and also, you know, that's what this show is about, teaching you to be more vigilant about what you're doing with yourself out there. That these nice little mists that are and sprays of water and all these kinds of things, people are using recycling systems with these things. If they're not using a real treatment system, a complete treatment center and filtration system, then we're bound to see more of Legionnaire's disease. And I'd be the first one to say, just like everything else that seems to re-raise his ugly head back up, it gets worse because as people's bodies begin to conform to the way they're treating it, they're going to run out of some treatment options because it's going to show back up with a twist in another form that's harder and harder to treat.
Because I keep wondering, how did it end up in their coolant tower in the first place?
I'm trying to tell you. Okay, let's try it again, step by step. The water pellet is recycled.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah, it is.
And they don't have a filtration.
Because it's recycled, the bacteria.
And they don't have a filtration
some kind of way.
Right, they do not have a filtration system that clears out all of the bacteria. Yeah, all that water does is it goes down and it's collected back up, all of it that falls back into a drainage system, and then it's recycled again. And so what's happening is, you know, people are walking, some of it goes onto the grass, whatever. It ends up right back where it literally came from, and when everything is not taken out of it, just as like a sewage treatment plant. And, you know, and some of the best stuff for them to use on that water, unfortunately, is chlorine. You know, that it's not happening. They don't put no chlorine in a mist. Who wants to be walking into a cooling mist and smell bleach?
That's true.
You know.
In Orange County, back to the Disneyland thing, one of the people that they thought he never went to Disneyland, but he came contracted the Legionnaire disease, and he died. But it was in the Orange County area.
Yeah, well, it can be very tragic because of a lot of the symptoms that you previously mentioned. You know, like I said, it's an infection of the lungs caused by bacteria. You're going to breathe it in. And the things that it causes, you know, high fever, chills, coughing, difficulty breathing, headache, soreness, chest pain, all these kinds of things ain't no fun. And I think the cough part is a good, interesting thing because it can be a wet cough or a dry cough. So any kind of cough, you know, if you've been near any of these cooling systems that have sprinkles or mist or whatever, you need to consider going to see a physician.
You know, it sounds like even prior to this happening at Disneyland, Orange County's already had a problem. Now that Disneyland have it, then now we know that Orange County had a problem, not just Disneyland. And I doubt it, if Disneyland hadn't been hit the way it has, that any of us would even know that Orange County has a problem right now. Now, it's funny
I think they have the same problem that a lot of the spa places had, and they have the same problem that a lot of public-type swimming pools have or say, inside a spa. And it's because people enter into it in and out, and bacteria and germs is just not addressed properly to what happens with these things. And you know, on one of our other previous shows, it's also clear that, you know, people get down into the same pool they can't help themselves. They urinate in it, you know, and mm-hmm.
And then the chlorine is supposed to kill the bacteria or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's supposed to theoretically, if they put the right amount. Now, this ain't really part of the program, but I got to mention it. In the black areas, minority areas, they put lots of chlorine in the water. And I'm thinking, that's a good thing, because you don't hear about no outbreaks in their pools either. In other areas,
yeah.
You'll
hear
different things happening. It'll be because the chlorine level's too low.
Yeah, well, they all of these kinds of things are things, like I said, as they invent newer methods of how they're doing things, that's where these problems come from, because they just thought, oh, this is a great idea. We can recover the water and filtration system like we do goldfish, okay, run it through some charcoal and send it on back out there.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get a break out like this, because it's not working, though. It's just not working.
Yeah, so the only gets rid of that particular bacteria is the antibiotics. If there's no antibiotics, it's not going to go away.
Exactly. And in fact, when it happened in 1996, they didn't call it Legionnaires. It eventually got the name Legionnaires, but it's called Legionella. Legionella.
Legionella.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And
so they renamed it.
Well, whatever. That's what it was. They did that, but it was behind, as you say, because the people, they went to a convention at the in Philadelphia, we end up with a new phenomenon, as they say. Probably was, as we can imagine, very hot then. Again, people trying to cool off. Philadelphia is known to be very hot.
Because that was July. That was 1976. So that would have been hot. So, yeah, you would have. I mean, back then, I didn't understand the part about the air ducts and all that. But it changed the whole United States in decontaminating things that are enclosed like that, especially the air conditioning. You're supposed to check those ducts. I think it's every 6 months.
Yeah, well, all of them. They gather dust and dust mites and bacteria that is in the air.
Even
and if
air
things
your
are
house,
clean, then you're breaching right back in. Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to check them every 6 months.
Absolutely. Yeah, you rebreathe the same stuff. I think some of the things that old people had way back then, kind of funny in a sense. I can remember my grandmother talking about when the toilet first showed up on the scene. She couldn't believe anybody would want a crapper in their house. Yeah, that's how she thought about germs. She said, how can you want one of those things in the house with you? You know, and you couldn't get her to understand that the water took the crap somewhere else. That it's not in your house. Just the toilet is left. And she couldn't get it. You know, she just knew that stuff was hanging around. And this is sort of, and I actually mentioned, because this is sort of the same problem. That, and it's one of the hard things with various different places that use these things, because that's what they're doing. They're recycling the water.
Right.
And the crap is still around. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It's not leaving. When you do that, as you also mentioned earlier, a lot of these places that have these spas and what have you, you know, it used to be a hot item, especially, one of my second houses. You know, go up to Wrightwood and go get in a hot spot, a hot tub.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, it ain't such a bright idea.
No.
They're not going to let all that water out and clean it. They just throw another teaspoon of mess in it, and the next couple come get in it.
And then the germs come.
There you go.
And then, you know, it was a problem.
But
I remember,
I'm
wrong, but I believe they closed down all those hot tub places.
Yeah, and you get in there stark naked, you know. That's the problem. That is the problem. So it's a good idea for the public out there to take notes to when you go to various different places and it's very, very hot. It may be super appealing, but you need to know what kind of mist you're standing out in front of. Because a lot of these places, they, you know, it might be okay if they're just, you know, some of them, the mist just plugs up to a water hose, more or less say like a water hose, and then, you know, it has holes in it, and, you know, that's fresh running water. But any of these places that are conservationalists and recycling water, you better take a second look at that.
Yeah.
Because the real issue we're talking about is clean water.
Right.
Yeah, if the water is not clean, that's where this problem came from.
Yeah. I wasn't able to find any articles why the Orange County area is being hit with this Legionnaire disease. I haven't heard about Los Angeles or San Bernardino, Riverside, Inland Empire.
I imagine they have some cases, but I'll tell you one reason why you ain't going to do it in Los Angeles.
Why?
Water costs too much.
Mm-hmm.
It's very expensive.
No, but I mean reports of the Legionnaire disease. Anybody coming
where I'm going. Even though it's very, very hot, all of the water sprinklers and cool down places, they shut them down. You know, in Los Angeles out there where City Hall is, you don't even see a waterfall that's running anymore. Norwalk, there's no waterfall running. You just see the waterfall itself sitting out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it ain't no place for them to be cooling down. The only place they're going to cool down is going to a building. You know, all those recycling things that cycle the water, they're not on. And again, the water is very expensive.
Is L.A. more up on keeping things germ-free versus other areas?
Yes, in Los Angeles County. People that have swimming pools, they instituted a new rule. If you use more than the average amount of water, then your bill is twice as high.
Mm.
Because they also have a water moratorium. It's trying to hold down the cost of water for the city itself. And so certain places, they're not even experiencing this, number one, because people aren't inclined to use their water.
Oh.
It's too expensive. And it's clarity. I mean, even when you are in the San Bernardino area, I mean, you go to some of the nice areas like Rancho Cucamonga, they have, and it's a popular term, drought-tolerant plant.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have removed all of those other kinds of things, and they've taken the grass out, anything that has to have water, and, you know, gone to a cactus with some rocks to save water. And all of these places, the water bill is a little expensive because, in the first place, most people don't understand that the water, they act like, you know, it's a river flowing in the backyard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not happening. This stuff is transported. And then that also answers some of the questions that you have about where is this stuff coming from. The truth may be that the original water was already contaminated.
Wow, that's true.
Because Disneyland does not have, they don't have a way to produce water. They're not producing any water.
Yeah,
it's
but
coming
they don't...
in through a pipe.
But
mm-hmm.
it didn't affect all their towers, only two. I think they have five towers. Two were affected. The others weren't.
Well, whatever they got, they have now learned an expensive lesson. I guarantee you that.
Well, yeah, and it's even more expensive if the publicity that's been put out there stops people from going. You're talking about kids and old people or
mm-hmm.
people with immune systems. They're not going to go or take a chance where something like that has, you know, that, well, it's not supposed to be there now, but there's that but still.
Yeah, well,
I know I wouldn't take a chance. I was a weak state. I wouldn't take a chance.
Yeah, well, they've got to be sure they do something so that we don't have a continuous of these kind of outbreaks.
Mm-hmm. First we had the hepatitis A. That was in San Diego. Then we come on down to Orange County. Now we got Legion here. So are these things just traveling?
Well, when you mentioned San Diego, that's one of the places that, you know, years ago, I used to make sure I was sitting right up front with the waiter. And I put my raincoat on and, you know, wanted to get wet. Now I don't fool with them. I try to get as far back from their water as I can.
Now, do you think they should have shut down all of their cooling towers, not just the two? Even though nothing's shown up in anything else?
Well, I think if they did the proper test, they're smart enough to know what they need to do. If they didn't find anything there, then they don't need to shut that one down. But the probability is, just because they say they shut down the contaminated one, they seriously needed to because it ain't doing nothing but circulating contaminated water. So when they say they shut it down, that means they drain all of the water out and send it you know, into the sewer system. And then they scrub the entire tank. And then refill it and start all over again from scratch. That's what they do when they say they shut it down.
Mm-hmm.
And they may have felt that they didn't need it to do to the other one because they go, supposedly, you know, they have enough money to test properly and make sure that, you know, there are no contaminants over there. But tanks are not that close together, you know, because they're located all over the park. There are little cooling stations all over that 300 acres or whatever the size of Disneyland is.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the probability as to why the other tanks were not so closely related or prevalent to a shutdown is because there are distances between them. You know, you have to practically ride a tram over to the next one. You know, like you go in Tomorrowland, then you got to go over to whatever, you know. They're quite a distance apart.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Selena Lindsay, who's been on the air talking about the Legionnaire bacteria or the Legionnaire disease. And this is also Paulette Young, your host. You're on American Health Crisis. We started at 8 p.m. We're on every Monday, 8 p.m. Pacific time. And if you want to join in the conversation for those that are listening to the podcast or you're listening on Facebook, the number, the dial-in, if you want to share in the conversation, is 858-769-4936 and press 1 and you'll be on the air. We'll be on the air next week, same time, with another hot topic. Today we're talking about the Legionnaire disease. We just had a outbreak in Disneyland. They have it under control. They found that two of the towers had the actual bacteria, so those have been shut down, and they're telling us that there is no known risk, meaning no one else has come down with Legionnaire disease. They had 12 reported cases from Disneyland. In the Orange County area alone, there's been 55 reported cases. So it is a bacteria. It's not like your regular pneumonia. It is a form of pneumonia, but it's a different bacteria, and it's called Legionnaire bacteria. So it is treatable with antibiotics. Some people have it tonight. And so if you feel very tired and you're coughing, don't sit at home and diagnose yourself. Go see your doctor. Get to a hospital so they can diagnose you properly. Don't try and do it yourself at home. And that's where a lot of times your deaths come in when that happens. Okay. If there's not any questions for those that are listening, I'm going to go ahead. Well, let's do about another 3-4 minutes. If there, anybody that's listening would like to join in the conversation, you can go ahead. Just at any time, go ahead and start talking.
Hi, Paulette. This is Elizabeth.
Hi, Elizabeth. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm enjoying the conversation this evening.
Yes, I see. I got your message about Selena's grandmother.
Right. That was funny. I mean, I can understand it because, you know, when new technology comes across, you know, we kind of a little skeptical about it. And I don't blame the grandmother for feeling that way. But thank God it is something that is, you know, good. I'd rather be indoors than outdoors.
I know.
But,
I
really found it interesting that this is really an issue of clean water. And I didn't realize that because what about if you're in an apartment building and there's a hot tub? There's a lot of people going in and out of there. Is that an unsafe environment?
Yes. That's why a lot of those have been taken down. It's very unsafe.
Yeah, because, I mean, that's one of the selling points and one of the amenities.
Mm-hmm.
And lots of people are behind on they're behind on new health standards. It's just like Paulette has been one of the ones to go around the various different health spas and to see what it is that they're doing with their pools and spas and what have you in there, and you find some interesting things that just like you're talking about this apartment building, that a lot of property owners are not aware as to what a healthy standard is, and they feel like it's not their responsibility. They're like entering the pool at your own risk.
Wow. I mean, that's scary because I'm somebody that...
And that's a terrible thing because they're not held to a standard to go and test the water to see how much bacteria is in it.
Say you're in a place that has a hot tub, you can call the health department so you think that it's not up to standard and give them a reason why. And they'll come out and test it. Because even like LA Fitness, they tested them. They were to the point of testing their water every day until they came up to standard. In fact, they had to shut
them
down. And then they started making spot checks when they didn't even know that the health department was showing up. And they did have to come up to standard.
Tonight. Yeah, I learned something tonight because that's something to be concerned about because, I mean, there are thousands of them, you know, all over Los Angeles.
Wow.
People don't even know.
That's bad.
And it's pretty popular.
And
you know,
bad.
In the summertime, it's pretty popular thing, you know. Go sit by the hot tub and, you know, with your friends. And, you know, my God, it's really dangerous now.
It's
good to listen to your program and to learn.
That's great. That's what we call ourselves doing broadcasting information that's helpful to the public and to keep us all safe and to talk about topics that keep us all aware and keep us all on our toes because what we really want, and for any of you out there that have these systems or you think we're just a bunch of negative people that you want to cause problems, we don't want to cause problems. What we want to do is we want to bring about rightfulness and to pass out information to keep us all healthy.
Mm-hmm. keep us from getting and dying when, you know, prematurely. The more we know, the more we can, you know, stay healthy or be an advocate to do something about it. Your health department, if you think something's wrong, you can call them. They will come out and investigate.
That's good to know. That is really good to know.
And if they find that there's a problem, they will shut it down. If there's a problem with they will shut it down.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you another one of my little stories about water. I was out to your favorite place on the other side of La Mirada, in near Fullerton, at a ranch riding a horse. And this particular little ranch had a funny way of purifying their water. They had goldfish in the horse trough.
Mm. What?
And this is just another thing about how old-fashioned people are about how you need to clarify the water. I mean, you know, the horse is literally drinking God knows what.
Wow.
If they come save the horse, they won't save a human being. You know,
uh-huh.
It's just crazy.
Wow. Okay, Selena, we're going to begin to wrap things up. So you need to, for those that are still listening, Selena comes with a vast amount of information and different organizations where a lot of people need the help and they do a lot of service. So grab your pen and paper so that you can jot down the information she's getting ready to give you. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, folks. One of the first ones we're going to talk about is VeteranCareSolutions.org. This particular outfit, they specialize in working with various different homes that have 30 to 40 veterans in there. And, of course, they're in alignment with the Veterans Administration and have a certification or do so. It's run by Lashonda Jones, and she can be reached at area code 909-329-8288. You have any questions regarding trying to help a veteran or to get them into a system, please feel free to give her a call. Or if you know of a veteran that needs placement, people that specializes not only in the state of California, but in probably three or four states across the United States. Again, that number is 909-329-8288, and the person you'd like to speak to is Lashonda Jones. The second outfit we like to talk about, it has a very unique name. I just love this name. It's Sick of Being Sick and Tired. And it's run by Kathy Braxton and her husband. And primarily she put this thing together because she was just tired of people not having food, having a place to sleep, people that are on drugs, not being able to get help. So they created this particular outfit, and one of the special things that they do, on the fourth Saturday of every month, they're located at 290 East D Street in Colton, California. And what they do is you can receive free groceries, and sometimes they're actually out there grilling free hamburgers. These are some wonderful guys, and anybody that would like to volunteer or you're a person that you need a little help, please go out there and see Kathy Braxton. And the phone number for them is area code 562-313-0041. Again, the name of that organization is Sick of Being Sick and Tired. The next organization, I am a director at this particular organization, is Sowing Seeds for Life. Sowing Seeds for Life is the second largest food bank in Southern California, and it's located at 1350 Arrow Highway. And if you are a person and you need some food, you can. We're open on the first and the third Wednesday of every month. Also, if you go to our website, which is the same, sowingseedsforlife.org, and if you'd like to be a volunteer or perhaps any of the other services, because we not only give away free food, clothes, shoes. We help with a lot of different things, and it's all 100% free. Please feel free to call Fran Robinson at area code 909-293-7735, extension 232. The next organization we'd like to talk about is called Coley's Outreach. Coley's Outreach has something new, and that something new is they now have like a little taco stand, and the last event that they did was, I believe, for the Sheriff's Department. They're out there grilling tacos and things like that to raise money to deal with probationers and to help young men and young women turn their lives around that have been incarcerated. Coley's Outreach is located in Highland, California, and it's run by Mr. Keith Coley. Tim at area code 909-358-7391. In addition to those outfits, we have a few more that are located in, for instance, one of the ones is called it's a Camp Outreach, and they specialize in working with specifically children, fathers or mothers that are in the military, and they can easily be located. You can go to your website and give them a call. Next, in closing, like to say, I always have a closing statement that I like to make, and primarily because I think some of what we do, that you know, somebody's got to stand up and say something, and I'm just not a person to, as they say, just let it ride. And so I'm going to make this little statement, which is we are pro-poor, and I have a belief in interacting with the poor in a way that provides choice and dignity. In addition, I have a belief in fishing rods rather than fish and implementing sustainable environmental practices. I believe that changing, that doing all of this and changing behaviors that contribute to poverty. I am Selena Ann Lindsay, and we appreciate you listening to our show tonight, and I'd like to say good night.
Okay, we'll be on the air again next Monday, same time, 8 p.m. If you'd like to speak, you just call in the number 858-769-4936, press 1. We're getting ready to close the show. If you weren't able to hear the whole broadcast, you can go up on the Facebook page of Healthcare Consultants, or you can go on the Blog Talk Radio under American Health Crisis, and the all broadcasts are there or up on Healthcare Consultants' Facebook page. Okay, so we'll see you next time, or hear from you next time. Thank you.